How do you move the needle in your social media life quickly and easily? Digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg joins us now with some suggestions. And Scott, you called these 5-minute mini social media strategies. I know. Tell us more about these. They're small things you can do quickly, right?
Yeah. Morning, Bob. That's mostly correct. Yes, definitely to the quickly part. Separately, they are small, but add them together, and soon you realize how big of an impact they can have. And they apply whether you're using social media personally or if you're a small business owner trying to use social media. I think I've put together thousands, if not tens of thousands, of social media strategy over the last 20 years, and some are pretty long. But ultimately, breaking it down into parts is how you end up measuring success. So as you said earlier, it's about moving the needle quickly and easily.
So you're saying most of these you can do in 5 minutes?
I think so. If not five, I would say definitely less than 10. And in addition to being 5-minute mini social media strategies, they're also social media starters. So remember that not everything you do on social media from a strategy perspective has to be intricate and hard. We all need to start somewhere.
All right. Here's some examples.
Sure. So a very basic one that's still very important to this day is update your profile picture. You've heard this before, no doubt. You know, spend 5 minutes updating your profile picture on all of your accounts. You want a recent, clear photo. You want to look friendly and approachable. And this is really important on platforms like LinkedIn and Facebook, where personal connections are key. And if you update your profile every 6 months to a year, it keeps your profile looking fresh and current, and it helps others recognize you, which ultimately can help build trust. And interestingly, some social media platforms will actually deduct points for people with generic photos. For example, on Facebook, you can be denied entry into a group that you try to join if you don't have a profile photo.
Wow. Now, your profile, though, I mean, and I'm guilty of this, I always think, well, the information is still the same, and who cares if it's a new picture? But you're saying it does matter, huh?
I think it matters, but it really does depend on who you are. Like, I think you have a little bit more leeway because you're so recognizable, but for someone else, you know, the concern is always you're on LinkedIn, right? And you have this photo on LinkedIn from 15 years ago because you love the light on it, and it's an old retro photo. And then you meet this person in real life, and you don't look anything like that, and they're like, how do I trust this person? It's just one of those things you just want to be mindful of how someone's going to react.
All right, maybe I'll change, get my bar mitzvah picture out of there and put a new one in there. What else do you recommend here, Scott?
I recommend responding to comments. You want to take 5 minutes to respond to recent comments on your post. Remember that a simple thank you or a short, thoughtful reply can go a long way in building engagement. And it shows your followers that you appreciate that interaction. This is really crucial on platforms like Instagram and Facebook because engagement boosts the visibility of your post. So you want to do this daily or whenever you notice a new comment, because a timely response encourages ongoing conversation, which fosters a sense of community.
That is good advice. You certainly don't see a lot of nice on social media platforms, do you?
You definitely don't. And I think we've lost our way on social media when it comes to that level of positivity. Saying thank you is the quickest and easiest way to add some of that back. And as we're talking about things that are positive, another one you can do is you can just share a recent accomplishment. Literally 5 minutes to share a positive update. Maybe that's a personal milestone, a business achievement, a small victory. You can write a brief post about it. If you have a photo, put that with it, and then share it. Platforms like LinkedIn and Twitter, those are, well, the old Twitter, are really great for professional updates. So let's say more LinkedIn now. And while Facebook is perfect for those personal milestones too. So if you share something like this every couple of weeks, it keeps your audience informed and engaged with your journey.
And glad it's still recommended that we say thank you on social media. That's a good thing. And digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg now with some tips for small businesses. Scott?
Yeah, sure. So I would say that small business owners could highlight an employee or maybe a particular project or campaign they're doing on social media. I think the theme of accomplishment is something positive that might make you smile, like that little dose of good news.
And what about when it comes to posting content? Is it okay to schedule those ahead of time?
That's a great question. For convenience, yes, absolutely. But if something were to happen where posting would be in poor form, then you should hit pause on auto posting. So, for example, you know, the Chicago area is being impacted by bad weather right now, and you post something to the contrary way ahead of time about sunshine and blue skies, and it was set to auto post. You know what I mean? That's an example of something you want to check and pause the queue, because you want to avoid those awkward situations.
Yeah, that is good advice, because sometimes you do see posts that you wonder if the person was aware of what was going on when the post went live, don't you?
And you do. And 9 times out of 10, there is someone out there who just forgets to hit pause. And believe me, that person will feel terrible about it. Plus, they will hear about it from their audience. So you just want to avoid that happening for sure.
Any others?
One more, I would say, is update your bio. You know, take those 5 minutes to refresh your bio on your social media profiles. Make sure that it always accurately reflects who you are and what your business does. Add any recent achievements, update contact information, ensure all your business links work. That's vital on platforms like X and Instagram, where your bio is one of the first things that people look at. So you want to review and update your bio, say, once every 3 months to help keep your profile relevant and informative. And that makes a strong first impression on new followers. And, you know, if you look at all of this together, that's 5 things, 5 minutes each. So less than a half an hour where you've been able to accomplish some pretty important things for your overall social media presence. And that's also noteworthy, because these are on the basic side. There's many more things that you probably need to do, especially if you're a small business operating on certain platforms. But I think completing these will definitely give you that sense of accomplishment to motivate you going forward.
Yeah, definitely. Let's get to the Genius Bar. Quite a few emails and texts for you, Scott. Let's see if we can get to a couple of them. This is a good question, and especially summer vacation time, people are out and about, and they're in airports, hotel lobbies. Is it safe to use the personal hotspot on your phone in public?
That is a very good question. So I would say this, generally speaking, the answer is yes. You're talking about personal hotspots, right? So that's different than a public Wi-Fi network.
Uh-huh.
A personal hotspot would be technically safer, more controlled environment for things you do online. But I will say this, if there was someone out there who was very set on wreaking havoc, a hacker could create a hotspot that has a same or a similar name to what you use to confuse you.
Hmm.
And it's funny, when I give this kind of advice to people, they often look at me and they're like, what are the actual chances of something like that happening to me at a coffee shop?
Mm-hmm.
And while I know it's slim, it's not zero. So
right.
That's why I like to say those things. But in general, it is safe to do so.
Better to be safe. Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. We can all relate to this question. Is there a way to stop calls from fundraisers? Always different numbers. I get over a dozen calls a day.
The answer to the question is no, but if you come up with something, please let me know, because I want to invest in it. That would be absolutely amazing. Unfortunately, no. And what you're seeing is complete automation, where you block one number and they have one coming from the next number. So this is unfortunately part of the world we live in. So no, there's nothing you can do, except you will get something that pops up on your phone that says, do you want to block, if it recognizes it as a known spam number. The more you report these numbers, the more they show up in phone carriers' databases as spam. And then if you block that spam call, you're actually helping the carrier. It's very much like spam in email. It's not something that you will see an actual fix, you know, immediately, but it's one of those things where we all kind of have to help each other. So unfortunately, no, but don't answer them. Don't interact with them in any way. Just hit the voicemail button or the end button, whatever you need to do. Just unfortunately, you have to learn to ignore and block.
Yeah, it is tricky because a different number will come up each time, and you think, okay, this is somebody I know, and sometimes it's your area code, isn't it?
They do that on purpose. It's amazing how they try to spoof you by using your area code, even your first three digits of your phone, because they somehow think that that's going to be interesting to you. I don't know anybody else that has the first three digits of my phone number in the mobile world. In the landline world, that was different.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know why that matters, but yes, they try to really get your attention that way.
Thanks. Scott Kleinberg, digital media strategist. Have a good one, Scott.
You too, Bob. Take care.
And if you want to get into the Genius Bar with a question, here's how you can do it. You can text us, 312-981-7200, same as the phone number, 312-981-7200, or email us, bobshow@wgnradio.com, bobshow@wgnradio.com, and maybe Scott will answer your question when we open up the Genius Bar again next Tuesday.